Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Roger Goodell releasing a statement and the new policy statement. The 32 clubs reaffirmed their strong commitment to work alongside our players to strengthen our communities and advance social justice. And it goes on to say the unique platform that we have created is unprecedented in its scope and will provide extraordinary resources and support of programs to promote positive social change in our communities.
So that's how they started.
That's how they started.
Here's how we're going to handle this.
You could be assessed the team could be assessed a 15-yard penalty if you kneel for the anthem now, or if you don't stand for the anthem. But you're also allowed to stay in the locker room if you wish, and you will not be assessed a penalty. That's the gist of what I've been able to read.
So if you take the field, you must stand, or it's 15 yards, or you can just stay in the locker room. Those are the options.
That's my understanding of it so far, yes.
Does that solve it?
Says the membership agrees or strongly believes that all team and league personnel on the field shall stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. The game operations manual will be revised to remove the requirement that all players be on the field for the anthem. Personnel who choose not to stand for the anthem may stay in the locker room or in a similar location off the field until the anthem has been performed. A club will be fined by the league if its personnel are on the field and do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. Each club may develop its own work rules consistent with the above principles regarding its personnel who do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem. And the commissioner will impose appropriate discipline on league personnel who don't stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem.
So, looking at this strictly from a business perspective, because that's why this all started, was from a business perspective. The NFL felt like they were losing viewers. They felt like they were losing season ticket holders. They felt like it was hurting attendance with all of this. Does this solve the problem if a team decides to not come out of the tunnel? Or are you still going to have the same people who are up in arms now remain up in arms? That theirs are one of the teams that they won't even take the field in honor of the national anthem? Because I think that's still going to be a problem.
I do too.
I think if the Tennessee Titans decide we're going to be one of the teams that just... we're all going to stay in the locker room because we can't come up with a consensus on what to do for the national anthem.
Which they did for a week last year.
Yeah. If they decide to do that every week, it's going to be a story. It's going to be a story here. We're going to have people telling us, whether they're doing it or not, that they're not watching the Titans, that they're not going to games, that they're not doing this and that because they're not taking the field for the national anthem. So, in theory, I like that at least you've come up with a ruling on it and what to do. I don't think it eliminates the problem if you have teams stay in the tunnel.
Really, what this policy is, other than being fined, the policy is what the Titans ended up doing last year. You know, if they were on the field, Malarkey wanted everyone standing and standing for the anthem, showing respect for the flag. And Rishard Matthews stayed in the locker room. And then he came out after the anthem was performed.
Yeah, but now you can't. You're going to be punished if you stay in the locker room, right?
No. You can stay in the locker room.
The whole team has to stay in there, though.
No, not based on this.
So you could have like four guys come out?
The game operations manual will be revised to remove the requirement that all players be on the field for the anthem.
Okay.
So you can have players stay back and then join the team. It's based on the way this reads.
It's still going to be a problem for some people unless everyone is on the field standing at the same time. However you do it. If there's a team that has half the players show up on the field and half stay in the locker room, if there's a team that the entire team stays in the locker room, we're still going to have these same discussions from fans. I'm angry that my team doesn't respect the anthem. I'm angry that seven players on my team don't respect the anthem. I'm angry that Rishard Matthews doesn't respect the anthem. I mean, however many number of people it is. To me, it's either it's an all or nothing.
But I mean, I think it's received differently based on where you are across the country. Seattle stayed in the locker room. Was it received the same way by Seattle fans as it was here in Nashville?
No. And it's not going to be received the same from San Francisco fans, for instance.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be different everywhere. I just think that the same... This isn't going to solve anything from the business perspective if you still have people who won't stand for the national anthem. Again, I'm not looking at this from what's right and wrong. I'm just looking at this the way the NFL is, and that is they felt this was affecting their bottom line, so they're trying to correct it. I don't know that this will correct it if you still have people in the tunnel for the national anthem. We'll see. Maybe it does.
The NFLPA says it will challenge any aspect of the anthem policy inconsistent with the CBA. So you better believe they're poring over this. They've said that the vote by the NFL club CEOs today contradicts the statements made to our player leadership by Commissioner Roger Goodell and the chairman of the NFL's Management Council, John Mara, about the principles, values, and patriotism of our league. Our union will review the new policy and challenge any aspect of it that is inconsistent with the collective bargaining agreement. That from the NFLPA. What the NFL sought to do with their owners' meetings this week is to have a policy in place to where week to week they were not going back and forth on what would or would not happen. And now what they've done is allowed individual clubs to make that decision on if the club will go out, if certain players want to stay in, they can stay in. To me, it's exactly what we saw here at Nissan Stadium in a written form.
I hope this story dies so fast, but you're still going to have reporters doing a roll call to see who's on the field before every game. That's all this does now. You're not going to be looking for people kneeling. You're going to be looking for guys who aren't on the field, and then it's going to be reported, and then it's going to lead to questions about them, and then it's going to lead to calls into shows like this saying, I'm not ever attending a Tennessee Titans game again until all 53 players and all the coaches are on the field standing for the national anthem.
So the fans just start counting?
It's just the way, yes. Again, total business perspective is the only lens I'm looking at this through. You're still going to have that problem. If you had the Seattle Seahawks either stay in the locker room for every game or half the team staying in, you're going to have people claiming they're not watching the entirety of the NFL because of that. And then if ratings don't go up this year, the NFL is going to actually correlate that to this possibly being an issue. This is just going to go round and round.